Welcome to Wednesday. Here we are then, working day, 18th of September. You're with Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. My name is Rob, and the shuffling in the background you can hear this morning is, as ever, Mr. Producer Tim, who is just clearing off into the other studio right now because we are joined in the studio this morning by Stephen from the Laughing Pod Comedy Club. Now, you know how we like a funny on this show. We like funnies more than most other people. And we like to share you some of the funnies we find around the internet, on our Phoenix FM breakfast page, on Facebook and Twitter. So the visual ones we can't actually show you on the radio because it's an audible medium, you know. You've probably sussed that out by now. We like to share them with you on the Facebook and Twitter pages. So you can feel free to go over there, like it, follow it, poke it, retweet it, whatever it is you do with it. I don't understand it that much. I sort of a little bit, but not a lot, to be honest with you. You can do that. Like us, follow us, and look at the funny voters. We've got a video of some cats playing Jenga this morning. We've also got some photos of Superman wearing a woolly jumper. All sorts of funniness. But a man who knows more about funny than we do goes by the name of Stephen. I'd like to say hello, Stephen.
Hi, how you doing?
Oh, I'm very well, sir. How are you?
You're not too bad. I'm good.
Excellent stuff. Throwing you right in the deep end here.
Definitely,
clearly. Throwing you right in the deep end.
Straight in.
But you know what? What part of this show is it's an honest show. Okay? It's honest, open. It's just comfortable. Come in, go out, as you please. The door is always open. The kettle is always on. So you're very welcome to join us this morning. Thank you very much for doing so at very short notice as well, because we were sorting this out literally yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, literally yesterday on the power of Twitter. And, I was like, right, why not? Let's do it.
Absolutely. No, I totally agree. It's great because what's happened is actually between... We probably don't even realise we've done this, but we've actually been following each other on Twitter for a few weeks. until it sort of... It dawned on me, I was like, they've got a show in the Palace. I was like, I was at the Palace Theatre on Friday. I thought, saw your flyers down. I think, I'm sure I know who they are. Found it on Twitter. And I was like, laughing pot. We follow each other. Brilliant. We need to have a chat because we're a big fan of comedy. We love funny things on this show. We really do. And we think it's important to find funnies in the day because sometimes it can be stressful, can't
it?
That's 7 o'clock hour. No one likes waking up and seeing the alarm saying 6:45 or anything.
I hate getting up in the morning. I'm a night owl completely.
Definitely a night owl. Yep. Which is very handy, I guess, with being, in charge and running comedy clubs, because comedy is quite renowned for being a late night thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I've not been to many clubs that have started in the morning, to be fair, so it's probably a bit of luck that I'm a bit of a night owl.
That is good. No, it's a good thing. I think it's definitely a good thing. So, Stephen, you are from the Laughing Pod Comedy Store.
Is that or Comedy Club. It's all right.
Comedy Club.
We can be called Comedy Store. It's not a problem.
All right.
Can
okay, so it's
that.
A Comedy Club. Okay, so you are... But I understand you are pretty much the curator of the Laughing Pod to a certain extent.
Yeah, the Laughing Pod was my idea. 3 years ago, while I was studying at South Essex College, I just had this absolutely crazy idea to run a comedy night for part of my course.
And great idea.
I knew Russell Kane and spoke to him.
Whoa, hang on a minute. Back up. Okay. You can't just name drop like that.
Oh, well, we can throw it in there.
Where's the clanger? you know Russell Kane?
Yeah, well...
Like buddies, like we've got to text each other and stuff.
I've got his number and stuff, you know, it's not... But then again, you know, you go through my phone book and it is a little bit of a who's who, really, but...
I think we'll have to do
that.
We'll have to go through his phone book in a minute then, I think. No, that's amazing. So you know Russell Kane, sorry, I don't...
Yeah, and I was speaking to him and said, look... I need to do an event, and he was like, well, why not do a comedy night? And at the time, I was like, I have absolutely no idea how to run a comedy night. I have no clue, don't know any comedians.
Yep.
And then he starts dancing around the room going, hi, look at me, I'm a comedian.
Yep.
And then I was like, oh, right, okay. And then
That's good, yeah.
Ironically, the way I got him actually signed on was I got him drunk. And actually made...
As all best plans have ever been formed.
Got him completely drunk and made him pretend to sign an autograph for me, which I then opened up and filled out and to make a contract.
You're a sneaky, evil genius.
Exactly, and it was just sort of... The next morning, he was like, what happened? I was like, well, you know, you don't really want to know the ins and outs of what occurred yesterday. I said, there's probably somebody in your bar for whatever reason. I said, but on the bright side... You've agreed to perform for me in the college in about 2 weeks' time, and I said, I've checked your diary and you're free, so there we go.
Oh, I like you already, it's brilliant.
It just sort of grew from there, you know, I did one, and the whole night was meant to just be kind of to prove a point to the college.
Okay.
And I thought, if we get 50 people in, yep, I've had a result.
Absolutely.
And 50 walked through, and then it got to 100, and then they would keep coming, and I was like, okay, wow, what's happening here?
So what did you, how many did you get?
We ended up with about 255, but considering the room only held 250, and I had the health and safety woman of the college,
yeah,
literally floating around like a hawk, pretty much.
Yeah.
I had to have friends of mine go, oh, there's something occurred downstairs, and we had to make her sort of do a little detour, so
right,
she didn't come in and realise that we had
slightly more
people than we were actually allowed to have. But I've never turned anyone away, so whenever they've come to a night, regardless where it is, I'll squeeze them in.
That's like a great attitude to
we
have.
We do a regular night down at the Ivy Rooms over in Billericay,
yep,
and back in June we had Ellie Taylor come down and she headlined, and I got so many people that in the end, where we normally have our PA system,
yep,
I had to move my PA system in the middle of what this looked like a big flower pot, so I had my brother standing in a flower pot with a PA system, because we had to fill all the available space. We literally ended up with the room that normally holds about 100, we had about 180 in there, and it's just like, The staff there are going, where are you going to stick these 80 people? I was like, don't worry about it.
You let
we'll
me worry
get
about
them
that.
In.
You get the drinks.
I think I even had a couple of people sitting on each other's lap. But
that's amazing. But that makes it so much more.
It makes it intimate.
The atmosphere,
think,
as well,
yeah,
doesn't it?
It definitely does. Plus, I always do this, and we'll probably do it again at the Palace, is I get everybody to. I normally jump on before the host.
Okay.
And
yeah.
I never used to do it. I used to be absolutely terrified of going to the stage. You used to look at people and instantly to see them all naked, it used to freak the life out, especially depending on who you see at the front row.
Absolutely,
you know, there's a couple,
yeah,
of oldies there, you want to like, oh, just burn your eyes
what
out.
What has been
acid.
Seen cannot,
yeah,
be unseen.
Exactly, you don't want to see that naked, it is a freaky sight. It's even worse if you've got relatives at the front, you're like, no, I don't even want to see that either. But yeah, and it's just literally, I get people to throw their arms up in the air and then to slightly lower them on the person sat next to him. That always gets a little bit of a laugh. It's a little cheeky gag.
Absolutely.
That I borrowed off a friend of mine, and he doesn't mind me using it from time to time. And it just gets people going and
absolutely,
gets them laughing, and then we go into the full show. So yeah, I created it 3 years ago. It's gone sort of crazy, and it's kind of taken over my life.
That is a good thing, sir, because you sound amazingly passionate about it, and we like people like that, and the fact it's about comedy as well means I'm an even bigger fan. So look, stay around. I want to play a new track from a band that I actually happen to know the new guitarist for.
Okay.
I've been told to keep this hush hush until yesterday, but it's now official, it's now announced. The band are called To Kill a King. They have a song out called Raise. I'm going to play it for you in just a moment. That is To Kill a King and Raise. You can get that now from iTunes and Amazon. A very good friend of mine has just joined as the guitarist. I'm very, very lucky to be able to say that and tell you now. Really, really looking forward to going and seeing them at Coco in London, October the 20-something or other. I'll put it on our Facebook and Twitter page for you, right? Because I'm a bit useless at remembering things. Well, I've got a producer, Tim, who is outside making the tea. What is he doing anyway? Idiots. Oh, he's rubbish. He is absolutely useless. Right, anyway, I don't know why I'm still around, to be totally honest with you. I am joined in the studio this morning, that is the Phoenix FM studio, of course, by Stephen from the Laughing Pod Comedy Club. Got the words right this time round. He's come in to talk to us about the Comedy Club itself, the Laughing Pod, something that he has created from essentially a college project and turned it into a seven venue thing.
It's just turned into a monster now.
It's gone bananas, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's gone absolutely crazy. And, you know, it tips off with the Palace Theatre, which was my crazy idea last year of thinking, right, how are we going to get the whole charity awareness out to as many people as possible?
Yeah, of course.
And my initial idea was to go for the Cliffs Pavilion.
Yep.
But that was just absolutely, the waiting list on that was ridiculous. And then
how long was the waiting list on that?
I think it was something like 2 years.
Really?
To actually get on the waiting list for it. It was just insane.
Holy moly.
But then they turned around to us and said, what about the Palace Theatre? And I automatically thought, oh, the Dixon Studio, that's all right. That's only 50 odd seats. And they were like, no, the proper one. And I was like, oh.
Not the rubbish one.
Oh, the 600 seater. All right, okay, no problem.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Why not? And then the minute I went back to the charity and was like, right, guess what I booked? And I'm like, we haven't got a clue. I was like, the Palace Theatre. You see all of them sit there in a row, and their jaws just all dropped in a row. It was just like boom, 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 and it was just brilliant. And then it's just gone mad. So 26th of September is when...
Which is next Thursday.
Yeah, next Thursday night, down at the Palace Theatre. You can get the tickets either on our website or through the Palace, and you can pick your own seat as well, which is
a little bit
unique to what we normally do, because you normally come to a night like a night of mine, whether it's at the Ivory Rooms or Rayleigh or any of the others. You normally find me at the door, and I normally have the confidence for my mother, and I make it up as I go along. And I'm like, what is your level of confidence? And if they're like, oh yeah, I'm fairly confident, I'm like, front. And then if some of them say, oh, I'm not really confident, I'm like, still front. And it's just kind of my way of going, right, what do they look like? Is there any sort of really special ones in the audience?
Yeah.
And there is, and we normally have something called the Dickhead Hat Award. So it's actually one of our hosts actually makes a dickhead hat out of a balloon, and the biggest dickhead of the night wins the dickhead hat. And it's such a unique thing. It's a bit weird.
It's amazing.
But you'll be surprised how many people compete for it. You would never think.
But that's the problem. But you're absolutely right. I know exactly where to go, because as soon as you put a prize on anything, doesn't matter whether it's being the best or the worst, or the best of the worst, everyone wants
exactly.
it. Everyone wants it.
We had a guy on, we did Jared Christmas down at Benfleet last Friday. He's just brilliant. Really, really good guy. And I had two people literally battling over it. And one was trying to be a bigger dickhead than the other one, just simply because he wanted the award. So it's just mad. But going back to 26th of September,
yep.
The lineup I put together was really sort of the best acts that the Laughing Pod had seen sort of over the last probably year and a bit.
Yep.
And so we start the night off with someone that should really go at the end. But
right, okay.
I go a little bit sort of unconventional. We normally stick a big headline towards the start.
Yep.
So we start the night with Carl Donnelly. Carl Donnelly's been on 8 Out of 10 Cats, Dave's One Night Stand, all those kind of comedy TV shows, the established ones that you see him all the time. And then we've got James Redman, that you might know from Hollyoaks, Casualty, and even some of us way back when SMTV Live was rocking our tune.
Yeah.
So we got him. We've got Greg Burns, who is the Capital FM Drive Time DJ, and he's absolutely brilliant. Like, the amount of women that, when we had him, we had James and Greg on the same night, the amount of women that come up to me, there's me thinking they want pictures of me.
No, they want you to take a picture,
and they were like, oh, can you do us a favour, see Greg and James over there, can I have a picture of them? And I'm just like, no problem. I was like, now what about me?
no love for Stephen. Sorry.
So we've got him. We've got a guy called Kane Brown. We've also got the only half-naked, fire-breathing comedian on the circuit. It's a guy called Graham Matthews. Some people may know him from his day job as Bam Bam the Party Man. But
I know that.
He's a bit of a random one. So if you've seen his his day job,
yeah.
Times it by 10, and that's normally what you see
about
in the evening.
Get.
So, you know, he's absolutely brilliant. He's normally one of my hosts, but for that night, we've got him actually doing a full set.
Excellent.
We've got a young guy called Danny Brank as well, a local comic. He actually works, ironically, in Southend Library, which is a little bit of a weird one.
And not something you can practice your jokes as such.
No, not at all. It's not probably the place that he can just shut himself away and start doing jokes to the audience in there, because they'll probably just tell him to shush. He's absolutely brilliant. Yeah, he's a new guy, and he turned around to me and he's like, put me on the lineup and I'll bring an army. And I was like, right, okay.
You're on.
There you go.
You're on.
And so it's literally, we've got a whole host of different guys. We've got our host is a guy called Mark Peters. Mark Peters, actually, I brought out retirement because he was quite a big comic back in the 80s.
Yeah.
Anyone that went to the Circus Tavern or anything like that would know Mark. Probably know him better as Mad Mark Peters.
Right, okay.
Considering the outfit that he normally dons on stage.
Lots of people going,
stage.
Yeah, I know what you mean now.
And you can Google him, you'll be able to know. Once you see the outfit, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. And he's turned around to me and said, for that night, he's bringing the outfit back. And
oh, yes.
I can't wait for the outfit because it's just going to be fantastic. We've had him hosting a few times recently for us for different things, just to get him sort of revved up
back
again
into it, yeah.
For the Palace. And every single time we have him host, it's like he's got this sort of magnet. The audience just draw to him. And they, you know, we could literally do a one-man show because he's just absolutely brilliant. But if you think you've got Mark, and then you've got Carl, Greg, James, Kane Brown, we've got the whole host of them on there. It's all on the website. You can just go on laughingpod.com. There's videos of headline acts on there as well. Follow us on Twitter. We're at South End Comedy. So, just get involved with us because, you know, not only have we got this, there's gigs happening all over the place, all over Essex. Got two in London as well. So it's
loads
it's,
happening. Loads
yeah,
happening.
Yeah, it's a busy time.
It's a very successful thing that you've turned from sort of project for college into a massively successful thing. And I'm super pleased that you've come in to tell us more about it because Thursday nights, Laughing Pod at the Palace Theatre is actually in aid of 26, One in Health, One in Four Health, Mental Health as well.
Yeah, One in Four Mental Health. It's a charity that we've been working with for about 4 years now. So since I started the Laughing Pod, I got approached by them and they're only quite small themselves at the same time. So we've kind of grown together. So as their numbers have grown, so has my venues, ironically. So this year was really, I said to them, come on,
let's stretch it.
Let's take it up a notch. We've done Clifftown Theatre a few times, and we got to the point where that was selling out. But then I thought, right, okay,
let's go bigger.
What are we going to do next year? Let's go for something a little bit more hardcore.
Yeah,
and we booked the Palace Theatre.
It's amazing.
I'm not going to lie, I'm absolutely caking in my boots at the moment because I'm literally on the website 24/7 at the minute, going, how many seats have we got? 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah.
Just counting how many are available still. But I've literally gone through social media like you wouldn't believe, turned around to everybody I know and was like, if you're going to come to one gig this year,
come to this one.
You have to be at this one because it's just such a monster gig. It runs in line with our third birthday as well, so every year
it does. You don't need any more excuses.
You know, come down, bring a cake and some candles.
Absolutely.
Why not?
Absolutely.
You know, I'm sure the sign will have a nibble, or just put it there and I'll borrow it afterwards. You know, and just generally come down and have a good time with us because at the end of the day, what we want to do is just make you laugh. So get involved with the Laughing Pod.
If you don't like laughing, then you probably shouldn't be listening to this show, to be totally honest with you either. But there we go. Stephen from the Laughing Pod telling us about next Thursday's show. Stick around, sir, because being a man of funny, in the funny industry, you will be very good at identifying funny people. Muse and Starlight, Wednesday morning then. Welcome one and welcome all to the Phoenix FM Breakfast Show. My name is Rob, the shuffling in the background is Tim, just packing his bags up right now, and the other person you can hear is Stephen from the Laughing Pod Comedy Club. That's the wrong jingle. Do it again. So, hello there. See, this is the thing. We have to be open and honest on this show because occasionally I do just press the wrong buttons just without even realising it until I've played it and go, oh, no, wrong one. It's just got to be honest about it. Got to be honest about it. Stephen, thanks very much for joining us this morning. You've come in to talk to us about the Laughing Pod Comedy Club, which is your little baby that has grown from essentially a night with Russell Kane, who you happened to name drop right at the beginning, and has now grown into something that you have seven venues that you host comedy.
Thanks so much for bringing us down. And, it has just probably, I think the main growth was this year. This year, sort of, I left uni last year. And then decided, right, okay, what am I going to do with this? Because it's sitting there, and it was doing all
okay.
Right with sort of the one, two venues at a push. And then I thought, I just saw different areas. So there was Rayleigh Mill, for example.
Yep.
Rayleigh used to have comedy all the time. And then it became vacant. And I was like, just contacted the man and said, look, we do it, why not?
Yep.
And then got that, and then on the back of that we got Benfleet, and then we got the Ivory Rooms in Billerick. Is probably one of my favourite venues to run in because it's such a lovely intimate gig at the same time. So we'll get you know, quite big TV names that will come down there.
Yeah.
And they'll be literally as
close as we are here, like six feet away. So,
you know, all you've got is actually a stage sort of between you. And what we do as well is most of the acts after the show will just go into the audience.
Have a beer.
We actually had Patrick Monaghan a little while ago that did actually get the audience to pick him up. So he kind of
crowd-surfed.
He just crowd surfed around the Ivy Rooms, which was a real unique experience.
Surreal.
To see. But and it just anything goes at that night. We have the Dickhead Hat Awards. It's everything. Just, yeah. We throw a raffle in there. There's absolutely everything. It just goes, and it's just such a good night. Everybody that's been. We've never had anyone turn around to us and say, we've not had a good night. Because I always turn around to people and say, look, I'm quite honest about things.
Yeah.
If you've not had a good night, tell me, and I will sort you, you know,
I
will reimburse you, you know, because, you know, that's...
Your aim is to entertain and provide something...
We want them to be enjoying themselves. So, you know, we've been doing that for 3 years, never had a complaint.
It's amazing.
And it's just, yeah, it's gone to the point where the Palace Theatre is the... Pied de resistance now at the minute, you know?
Yes, de resistance. Well, he speaks the French as well. It's amazing, yeah, because that's what you've come in really to sort of focus on a little bit
exactly,
for us. It's obviously not just the whole comedy club itself, but next Thursday you have a charity night, which is £10 ticket.
It's £10, right, or concessions are £8. And if you look on the concessions list, it is pretty much covering everybody that is a human. if you aren't on the concession list, there is something seriously wrong.
Yeah.
Because it is.
You are a superhuman.
He has got every kind of category of person on there. It was just, I went through. Normally, I just have like NHS, like we do an NHS discount.
Yeah.
Like, so if you work for the hospitals, you get
emergency services and things like that.
Yeah, and all those different kind of things like that. But then when you went through the list, it was like, wow. Like,
teachers and social workers.
Yeah, and groups. And then, like, if you happen to turn up at 7, it's just loads of things. But
no,
it's £10 or £8 for concessions. And we've got literally. A whole mixture of different TV names, all the names that you see, it's all on the website. You can see the main guys that are going to be performing are all guys that are constantly on the TV, whether it's Mock of the Week, 8 out of 10 Cats, QI, loads of different things.
Yeah.
Greg Burns is on the radio every day, so
when
most people are driving home, unless they're listening to Phoenix FM, then
they might
dabbling into a little bit of Capital, and they'll probably hear a little bit of Greg Burns at the same time. So he's just, you know, all of them together. And plus we've got the only half-naked, fire-breathing comedian on the circuit. It's just...
If for no other reason you go to the next Thursday's night, go for the half-naked?
Half-naked, fire-breathing comedian. Because
comedian.
It might be the only time you get to go to the Palace, because he did it about 10
Health
years...
Health and safety?
He did it about 10 years ago at Windsor Castle. And,
not been allowed back?
Yeah, no, that was a bit of a messy experience. You know, it was
we don't talk about that, do we?
No, that's a bit of a quiet one.
Right, anyway, so thank you very much, Stephen, for coming in. More details are on thelaughingpod.co.uk.com. Sorry, I was probably going for that first, and I should have done. What we'll do is we'll post off the details onto the Phoenix FM breakfast page, Facebook and Twitter. Of course, if you follow us there, we will follow The Laughing Pod, which is at Southend Comedy on Twitter. All the details will be there for you to check out. And for the very last thing, I'll tell you a little thing that's happened to me that's got a bit out of hand, like your idea. Good idea, got very, very good. Mine was a good idea that's gone a bit wrong, okay? A few weeks ago, we found a competition for the Face of Essex. And we thought, for a laugh, we should enter it, right? All the Phoenix presenters, just enter it. Because we're all radio presenters, so, you know, no one sees our faces apart from yourselves who come in. We thought, that's a laugh, isn't it? We'll bombard them with loads of Phoenix FM, like, radio DJ faces. Problem is, it's backfired a bit. No one else has entered, apart from me.
Oh, dear.
And I've been shortlisted. It was a silly idea that's got out of hand, and now I've been shortlisted for the Essex for the Faces of Essex.
So you could be on
so
a bus.
As of the 2nd of October...
Your face could be on a bus.
Yeah, as of the 2nd of October, you'll be able to vote for me to be the Face of Essex. This voice has a face. It's a face that I wouldn't have considered to be the face of Essex, but it could be if you vote for it. I'll tell you more about it closer to the time. But yeah,
I think we're going to have to get on Twitter later from Southend Comedy and blast out that just that point to try and get you, sir, as the face of Essex, because we want you to be the next Joey Essex.
I think so. I think I've got, you know, as trendy a hairdo as well.
I think you're near enough there. I think, you know, it's, you need to sort of switch it up a bit
more. I've got my boots on as well. We've got my cool boots.
You're pretty much there.
I'm half there.
Missing is a man bag at the minute, and then you've got it to...
I've got a man bag over there. So actually, when I think about it, when you break it down, I'm ready.
You are ready. You're ready to be the face of. You could be, when people go to Basildon Shopping Centre, you could be there on the side of Eastgate, standing there with your man bag.
Absolutely. So the question is, I'm ready to be the face of Essex. Am I ready for a new stand-up comedy career?
Well, shoot, and I'll let you know.
Here we go.
Show joke of the day.
Can a hamburger marry a hot dog? Only if they have a very frank relationship.
The Rob Jenny Breakfast Show joke of the day.
What do you think?
Just speechless, to be fair. That was
Phoenix FM.